Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to Dish Nation, my friends.
Hey!
Well, how about that? I see Heidi and Frank over in the LA studio. What are we serving today?
Head crack. Nick Cannon says monogamy is overrated, and don't I know it.
Andrew Barrymore wants to find love, but is she going about it the right way?
Well, Tanner Thomason is back with us. Hey, Tanner.
Yay! Hey,
how we doing? Oh, my gosh. Yes, we are doing good. And later on, we're going to be dishing with the hilarious Tommy Davidson. But before we start dishing, Heidi and Frank, I see your T-shirts, and they're quite lovely. Tell us about it.
Oh, these T-shirts are very close to our heart. These actually these hoodie sweatshirts because it's for St. Jude Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
We did a radiothon on our station today and yesterday. And to become a partner in hope to help us raise money for St. Jude, which is a phenomenal a children's hospital to fight childhood cancer. You just become a partner in hope by texting Heidi.
You text the word ROCK to 785-833. You can also pick up the phone and call 1-800-592-3449. And when your kid is at St. Jude, you don't pay anything. They pay for housing. They pay for food. They pay for treatment. All you have to do is worry about getting your kid better. So
all of us joining together to help support St. Jude. It's just the best thing you can do for yourself today. You never regret seeing that. $19 a month. You get the sweatshirt and a T-shirt that comes along with it as well.
Well, how much did you guys raise in one morning yesterday?
Yesterday morning, in a little under 4 hours, she raised $275,000.
Wow.
Feels
wow.
really good.
I'm going to donate because this is the most compassionate I've ever heard Frank be.
Oh, it's right. True. He's been crying a couple times.
If you listen to the show, I actually cried today. You probably see the streaks of my makeup.
The streaks of my makeup, the Frank Kramer story.
Yes, working with Heidi, the streaks of my makeup.
All right, thank you for indulging us, and we love you, St. Jude. Check it out. Again, text the word ROCK to 785-833. Yes. Headcrack, what you got?
Hey, listen, man, looks like Britney Spears might be headed to Washington, D.C.,
Oh,
Britney for president.
Okay, all
right. No.
Legally Blonde Part 3, anyone? She took the IG to let fans know that she received a letter in December from Reps Eric Swalwell and Charlie Crist asking her and her attorney to come before Congress to speak about her conservatorship.
Here's the thing. I don't trust politicians to the tip of my finger. None of them. Oh. And I don't think anybody's asking from the kindness of their heart. It's always they got an agenda. Mm. And now Britney is going to be part.
Somebody wants to meet Britney Spears.
I think they want to meet Britney. I think they're going to have all their kids there. And she's going to be like, when do I talk about the conservatorship?
We'll get there.
Why
are you
in
your family
room?
Yeah.
So. And what's she going to show up in? How's she going to be dressed?
Like, yeah, Brittany, how is she going to be dressed? Whatever you do, as sexy as it was, don't bring that albino boa constrictor.
I wanted to wear what she wears on Instagram. It's very conservative.
Yeah.
Her Instagram.
With two stars over her boob and she's on the floor in Congress.
Stars and a little heart emoji over her crotch.
Yeah, absolutely. We're wishing you the best in Congress, girl. Well, my darling Valentine, Nick Cannon, he is laying it all out on the table, Heidi, when it comes down to his personal life. So in a new interview, Nick got real candid about a few topics, but the one that stuck out the most to me was his views on monogamy. And this is what Nick said. He said, we choose to be monogamous because we value this so much. Mm-hmm. We don't want anyone to be a part of this energy we have. And I don't feel like that's healthy. I don't think monogamy is healthy. I feel like that gets in the space of selfishness and ownership. Now I know what he said to all the women to get them pregnant.
This is a rich man problem. Not believing in monogamy.
True.
It's like, let me tell you something right now. I don't have Nick Cannon money, and I am very monogamous. I gotta be so monogamous. I can't afford 3 dates with one girl, let alone.
He's so monogamous. He's monogamous with himself.
Nick Cannon can say what he's saying. Nate Cannon, on the other hand, can't say what Nick Cannon is saying.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, speaking of relationships, Drew Barrymore may have started the movie 50 First Dates, but that's not all she's about in real life. Instead, she revealed she goes on about 1 or 2 dates. Yeah.
Oh, no. Wow.
Excellent, Drew Barrymore.
Thank you. Now, Drew split from ex-husband Will Koppelman back in 2016 and claims she found it tough opening herself up to love. And again, and she's just busy. She's juggling both her career, and then, of course, she's a single mom. Yeah. 1 or 2 dates a year.
That's a hard one because you don't have enough time you're not giving yourself enough of a chance to figure out what you want.
Headcrack, Frank, Heidi, as the married people here bringing us your wisdom.
Yeah.
How many dates was it in that you knew you were going to get married to your spouse?
See, Tana, I'm like a human phone booth. Like, every time someone left my life, another person entered. So, like, every person was the one. It was just a matter of, you know, who happened to be around when it was time to, like, settle down.
I would take my possible date if I thought she had potential. I'd take her canoeing. And if we can go canoeing together without killing each other, then I think that she might be the one. Because canoeing is tough.
You got to do it together.
I like that. Yeah, you got to be synchronized.
I never knew that about you, but mine also has something to do with a little man in a boat.
Somebody just went overboard.
And I'm so wet.
Downriver. Looks like Ted Hanks is stepping out of the shadows of his famous parents, Tom and Hanks and Rita Wilson. So don't ask him any more personal questions about them because he's now a personal fitness trainer.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. He was a rapper?
Yeah, he was a rapper. Now he's making abs. He's already created custom workout plans for his clients, including nutrition. He's teaching meditation techniques, and he's also a life coach if you're in need of such services.
Okay.
No, but I'm saying, you guys, look at his body. He is ripped. And so I would call him, you know.
Am I remembering Chet Hanks right, where he was on like a red carpet, man, going
Same Chet.
Where'd you get the Jamaican accent?
I think he was auditioning to play Snow, the informer.
Oh, my God. Oh, the informer, you know, my son, player. That guy, down. Why did I have that so ready to go so fast?
I don't know.
I'm really sorry.
That would be a rap day.
You
rap day would be Snow.
Yeah, stand in the mirror and worked on that one, Tan. I'm impressed.
He says that he never really grew up with a male figure in his life.
Yeah, I read that, Frank.
Yeah, tell him to be, you know what, these other people are jealous. To explain what it was like to be.
Where was his daddy?
Well, I mean, he was off there working. He was on an island. Yeah.
He was on an island for all those years.
He treated Wilson better than he treated Chet, apparently.
Moving right along. Seth Rogen admits that there is one thing he really sucked at, and that was dating.
What?
Seth recalls, the time that he asked a girl he was casually hooking up with to be his girlfriend, and here's how it went.
I was like, I'm going to ask her to be my girlfriend at this dinner on my birthday.
Really?
And I asked her... around when the appetizers were arriving, and she said no. And then I started crying.
Seth said he spent the rest of the dinner weeping in his bowl of truffle mac and cheese.
Check, please.
But you ask before dinner, and then you order, off the Chili's appetizer menu as your main course.
And he didn't even leave. Like, Frank, you would have left.
I would have taken the mac and cheese to go.
Oh.
And you would have got nothing.
And real men cry. Y'all acted like real men don't cry. I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
When's the last time you cried, Gary?
What day is it today?
Yesterday when the police and fire department kicked in my door.
What?
Did you think it was strippers, though, when you were like, good one, guys? Good one.
I was thought all the swinging riches people had made it to my house.
Gary couldn't get his furry handcuffs off.
Okay.
He had to get the jaws of life.
That's what they call him, the jaws of life.
Yeah, but Jabba Jaw, baby.
Wow, how we got left.
Well, up next, find out which one of Gary's royal relatives has released a perfume for dogs. I'm not talking about Frank.
Okay.
Oh. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right. We're always giving you celebrity smash alerts, but today we're mixing it up. We've got star offspring that are dating.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's hard to believe that these kids are this old. But first up, Kate Hudson's son, Ryder Robinson, who's 18, just went IG official with 19-year-old Iris Apatow. She's the daughter of Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann.
Oh, wow.
Little Iris Apatow.
Old enough to date.
I remember she was a baby.
Yeah, 19 years old already.
And that's not all. Tony Hawk's son, Riley Hawk, who's also a pro skater, is dating Frances Bean Cobain. Of course, Frances is the daughter of Courtney Love and the late Kurt Cobain. Riley and Frances are both 29.
Wow. Wow.
I remember when Frances was born. She's 29.
I know.
She's gorgeous.
That little blonde baby.
She's so beautiful.
She is beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you guys know it's got to be intimidating to date Judd Apatow's daughter, though? Because the last thing you want is for Judd Apatow to write a whole movie and drop it on your head.
That is true. You watch the movie and go... Wait a second.
Oh, that's about that's me.
Like, where are these people hooking up? Because I want to send Jeffrey to one of these parties.
If there was, like, a celebrity, I don't want to, like, what's the best way to phrase this? Because I don't want to be like, if there's a celebrity out there you wouldn't want Jeffrey to date, like the daughter of a famous.
Ooh, but that's good.
I don't know who I would say.
Right? I think my son and or my daughter and Willow Smith.
And Willow Smith. That's a good one.
Because I think that she's for my son or daughter, right?
Maybe.
I think that she's
can't y'all just
either
imagine,
way.
Like, Frank and Will getting to know each other over the years?
I'm next DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I need to be DJ Freaky
and
Frank.
The next Red Table Talk could be interesting.
Oh, my God. Frank, we brought you here.
Yeah. Okay, there's nothing I hate more than a smelly bitch.
Oh, wow.
You can't say that.
I need to.
Come on, I'm talking about dogs, okay?
Oh my God.
Well, believe it or not, Queen Elizabeth has solved that problem of smelly dogs. She has just released a fragrance for canines, and it's called Happy Hounds Dog Cologne.
Oh, okay.
It's described as a unisex, long-lasting fragrance that can be used on male and female dogs. Supposedly, it's a rich, musky scent with citrus notes of bergamot.
Bergamot, yeah. Mm.
And it smells like coastal waters.
Mm. What is the coastal water?
Or coastal walks, not coastal waters. That's what? Heidi's perfume.
I was like, wait, musky, bergamot, and fish? Well, is Heidi here?
She's blaming the corgis. Like, we blame dogs when they actually pass gas. Ooh. It's actually the queen that smells like a musky bergamot musk.
She's got notes of bergamot.
That's bad, Frank. That the queen? I never thought the queen.
My nether regions smell like a wet corgi.
If your nether regions smell like a wet corgi, do you want it smelling like citrus bergamot? Is that really what you want to, like, counteract it with?
Yeah. Okay, would you guys like to live in Disneyland 24-7? Because this might be the closest you can ever get. The Walt Disney Company is creating a real-life residential community called Cotino in the Coachella Valley, just a couple hours from us here in L.A. Now, this is not Disneyland.
Okay.
It's billed as a, quote, grand oasis featuring clear turquoise waters, end quote, and it will offer different types of homes, including estates and condos.
Wow.
It's called Story Living by Disney, because of course it is, and it's going to be run by the same people who run the cruises and the parks.
Okay.
Now, would you guys live in a Disney community?
So do we get to see Snow White every day, like at dinner and all of that?
Something tells me there's going to be a lot of Snow White's living there. Yeah.
Yes. Now, I think you're
right. What I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, is this in like over 55 and up, like a community?
I think so. I
mean, that's kind of nice, though, when you're over 55 and you're at the years of your life towards the end, that it's towards Disneyland.
Over 55?
Yeah, like, come on.
That's me, Frank. Damn.
That's him, too.
Wouldn't you like to see, you know, Snow White every single day? Or Pinocchio?
I like Lady and the Tramp. Was that Disney?
I think so. Disney. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sherry Shepherd and the Seven Dwarves. You have seven dwarves living with you.
Okay, well, that fantasy I didn't think about, but I like that.
Yeah,
who's going to be them doors?
I
like
it.
Yep.
I get a little Mona going on. I'm sorry, that's Moana.
I'm so sorry. Up next, we're talking to Tommy Davidson about his new show, The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. All right. The Proud Family is back louder and prouder than ever. And with us right now is the hilarious actor, comedian. You have seen him everywhere. He is my idol. Now he is here with us on Dish. Everybody, would you welcome Tommy Davidson to the show?
Yeah. Woo! How y'all doing, man?
Great.
Tommy, would you rather be called Tommy Davidson Jr.? Or can I call you Tommy Cat, like your social media name?
I get that once in a while. You can say Tommy Cat if you want to.
I like Tommy Cat.
You know what, Tommy? This is why we love you, because just off the chain you are. And we're excited because you're back on The Proud Family. The Proud Family is back. What shenanigans are we going to get with Penny and Oscar around this time?
Let's put it this way. Nas X is on the joint.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh.
All right. So that's all I got to say.
Ooh.
All I got to say is Nas X is on the joint. There's horses and we out west and it's off the chain, and we right with the times. We're not playing.
So what's up with my girl Sugar Mom, honey, this time around?
You know what? She's always busting me in the head. That's my problem. You guys, what is my problem when I do a TV series? I get busting the head. Like, Sugar Mama, you almost look like a gorilla. Ah! You know, he's just like, it's like, he cannot rest. And now she's on steroids. I mean, she's louder and prouder. We getting into the future. We getting into the future now.
You know, Proud Family's on deck coming back. Do you think A Living Color will ever make a proper comeback or have a reboot? And if they did, would you be up to doing it?
Oh, all of us would. All of us would. The thing about it is, like, Kenan Ivory Wayans is our genius. He's like a Professor X.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, we're like the Avengers, man. We're waiting on the call. You know, so as soon as we get that call, you know, we all gonna stop what we doing, dun dun, shunt, dun dun dun, you know, and we're gonna start ascending down on the place just like superheroes, man.
If you wanna let me go through your phone, your beautiful cell phone, what's the latest text exchange that you had with a Hollywood friend or enemy, and what was it about?
Yeah, Peter Guns and Kid from Kid and Play.
Okay. Yeah.
I got this Super Bowl party, right? I got them set up to come in and rap and everything, right? Mm-hmm. I give them the flyers, I give them the thing, I give them the schedule, I give them everything. And it was on a Thursday night, right? Mm-hmm. And they called me on Friday talking about I'm on the way.
Oh, what?
So I got all these people in there and promo them up, you know, because I was bringing light-skinned Negroes together. You see?
I hope it works out next year for you, Tommy, but I got one last question. Your family is proud. So what are you most proud of in your life, Tommy?
I'm just proud because I can say as an African-American that what we bring to this country is forgiveness, culture, you know, and positivity. And that's what we've always been about. We've always been about that. And to have the Proud family exist now and survive from 15 years ago and have adults that watch it, and we're still instilling that into new generations.
Yes.
It ain't nothing but positive. So I'm proud of the Proud family. Proud of our family and proud of us, man, because we're persevering, bro.
Can Oscar Proud come out and tell people how and when and where to check the new episodes of The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder?
Hey, Oscar Proud, I'm telling y'all right now, on February the 23rd, be there.
We love you. We want to thank you for dishing with us. Tommy Davidson, please, everybody stay right here for more Dish Nation after the break. We love you, Tommy.
Thank you. Love y'all, too. Y'all hard working. Y'all work hard.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, well, guest hosting The Wendy Show, Terrence J. and Bevy Smith. We're talking about Shaq's famous feet, which are not known to be the prettiest. They're probably the biggest, but they're not the prettiest. Well, Bevy brought up the fact that Shaq even wears sneakers in the pool. Terrence jumped in quickly to let Bevy know that he wears sneakers while having sex. And to his surprise, Bevy said she knows he wears it because he has to have a good grip.
Oh, the shade of it.
Okay. I will say grip is important. Yeah, you need some leverage.
Grip is important.
And sometimes if you've used massage oil, and I can speak to this, and then you got a little kind of a greasy foot, and you try to push off a footboard.
Oh, no. Oh, you will slide off that bed?
You get two veneers right here.
Oh, my gosh. Are you
these
serious?
Two right here.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Probably should have had shoes on.
Hey, if you're doing it right, you're going to need veneers anyway.
Sherry, would you walk out of the room if he's got shoes and socks on?
Baby,
I'm doing it for the grip.
I'm not, because I feel like you got someplace to go. Like, you're not committed to staying.
On my right foot, my two baby toes, they stopped growing when I was like about 4 years old.
But
the other three are normal adult size.
So you got those two little
ones. The baby toes.
You're out here like this?
Full nails, yes.
Somebody somewhere is incredibly turned on.
You think we should do an OnlyFans?
Let's hope not.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.